Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Jason Louv back with us. Journalist has covered surveillance, international trade, and the dark side of technology for Vice News, Boing Boing, Motherboard, and many more. As a futurist and strategist, Jason has worked on Buzz Aldrin's international campaign to colonize Mars. Buzz, as you know, was the second human to walk on the moon. Google's Artists and Machine Intelligence program. He has also spent more than 20 years engaged in firsthand intensive research into the world's esoteric spiritual traditions, and has empowered thousands of people through his online school, Magic, magick.me. And Jason, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Yes, hello. It's wonderful to hear your voice again. Thank you for having me on.
It's always a pleasure. You always do a great job for us. And how's the book John Dee and the Empire of Angels doing? You wrote years ago.
Yeah, it's going strong. It's been a few years, but the interest is still strong. This is a topic that it is a book about the 16th century, so this is a topic that will be perennially interesting to people. Because what it's really about is the birth of the occult and magic, and that is something that I am a tremendous advocate of. I am an advocate of magic, the occult, spiritual liberation, tripping out. Tripping the light, fantastic, having fun, evolving the human race, and looking good while doing it.
So you don't believe it? You don't believe it's evil, do you?
I don't. No, I'm all for it. It's like magic is one of those things in life that people, you know, it's kind of like being scared to jump off the diving board when you're a kid. It's terrifying when you're walking up to it, but then it's super fun when you jump off. And there's so many things in life like that. And I'm glad you asked that because, you know, there's been a very anti-magic kind of narrative. There's people get into conspiracies. Yeah, they're afraid that somebody's under their bed, someone's around every corner, somehow using the dark arts to control them. And that's not the case. And I think that what magic really is a set of tools that we've inherited from spiritual traditions and shamanic traditions and wisdom traditions from all over the world, from every culture, whether it's esoteric Buddhism or yoga or tarot or any of these things. There are tools for waking up and taking control of our own life. So I think when people get super down the conspiracy rabbit hole, they start looking for reasons why they don't have control of their life. And if you look for those reasons, you're going to find them. And I say look for reasons to have control of your life. Look for reasons to have power. And I certainly, in the last 2 to 3 years, like I'm sure everyone, have felt powerless many, many, many times.
Oh,
and it's
sure.
a horrible feeling. And it's a horrible feeling to feel that, you know, maybe people who don't have your best interests in mind actually are trying to make decisions for you, control your life. It sucks. Nobody needs me to tell them that. What I'm hopefully here to do in life and with my writing and with my school, magic.me, and hopefully, which is M-A-G-I-C-K, magic spelled with a K to distinguish it from stage magic, mm-hmm. M-A-G-I-C-K.me. What I'm here to do is remind people that they're in control, and these techniques will work for them to wake up and have fun and take control of their life, and most of all, to become the person that they're truly destined to be. And I think that hopefully people dig that, you know.
Absolutely. Jason, how did you get interested in all this?
When I was a teenager, I was very, very, very skeptical and cynical. And I saw all the books on magic and the occult in the bookstore back when we had Borders and Barnes & Noble and chain bookstores. And I wanted to disprove it so that I didn't have to worry about that anymore. So I got some of the books, started doing some of the exercises, and lo and behold, it started working. And when I say working, I mean, as anyone who's done this stuff can tell you, people have very similar experiences when they start doing this. They'll get, synchronicities, meaningful coincidences happening all the time. Their dreams will come alive. They'll start having very meaningful dreams. They'll have moments and flashes of insight, or I think what people nowadays like to call downloads from the universe.
Yeah.
And it suddenly feels like the whole universe just comes alive and starts talking to you. And that can be, you know, that's a tricky spot to be in because you don't want to take it too seriously because then you can kind of get lost in the weeds a bit. But it's like all of a sudden the world goes on in stereo and in color when before it was black and white and constricting. Anyone can do this. I mean, you can get any, you know, I have all the stuff on offer in my books and at my school, but you don't need to go there. You can get any book on magic by people like Peter Carroll or even Aleister Crowley, some of the older magicians, the Golden Dawn, or even just the most basic. I mean, now we have access to everything. There's Tarot for Dummies books. There's astral projection books. There's this stuff is all available. Just get a cookbook, get a spell book, give it a shot, and I promise you, fascinating things will happen. It is, and the reason that it's so exciting is that not only is it that the world comes alive, but it seems to more and more, the more you do magic sincerely, guide you in the direction of what magicians call their true will, which is discovering your true purpose, your true meaning, the purpose, the person, the heroic person that you're meant to be in this life, rather than checking out, watching TV, or zoning out on video games and drugs, or falling into the fear narrative of the news, which is harder to do with every
sure.
day because these systems of control are so good at keeping us docile.
Would you call yourself, Jason, a practitioner of magic and the occult, or more of a journalist?
I would call myself both, but I will 1,000% unabashedly, without reservation or shame, call myself a practitioner of magic.
Okay.
I have my entire life. I do it every day. It's real. It works. It's fun. It's meaningful. It gives structure to your life. If I could say one thing about it, magic, just like any, I would say, self-directed spiritual practice, whatever that is always there in the darkest moments. You know, and I think in this current moment when, at least in my lifetime, it's never felt this dark and hopeless. Just like every other time in my life where things have fallen apart or seem hopeless, magic is always there. It's a refuge for people, just like any spiritual path in times of crisis and turmoil.
And give us your definition, Jason, of the occult.
So occult just means hidden, right? And that's a really interesting one because
people freak out when they hear that name, don't they?
Absolutely. But they've been told to, you know, it's like we've been conditioned to not touch the cookie jar, is how I like to put it. We've been conditioned, right? We've been conditioned by horror movies and books and to not touch the cookie jar because it's supposed to be hidden. So you have to ask yourself, why is it hidden? Well, it's been hidden from us for hundreds of years by, you know, groups who want to keep it for themselves, or even like the royal family in England, you know, the power of ritual and all of that, because they don't want the common people to have it, because then they'll have more power than they're supposed to. So occult just means hidden, and what has been hidden is magic, which are the techniques of spiritual liberation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold, and the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
In your book, John Dee and the Empire of Angels, he lived in the 1500s, died at 1608. He was a mathematician, but he was an astronomer, an astrologer, an occultist. He did it all, didn't he?
He did, yeah. And Dee is a fascinating figure for me. He is, in my mind, certainly one of the greatest magicians in history. And he was real. I mean, he's the original 007. That was his code name for the British Secret Service. And he was Queen Elizabeth I's essentially court wizard, court magician. These people have existed all through history. They still exist, although they keep them hidden. And his job was as the scientific and occult consultant for the British Empire. He is the guy who came up with the term British Empire. But he was fascinated with the occult, and he spent 10 years doing magic rituals to talk to angels. And it's from that time period that pretty much everything we think of as Western occultism, for those who are more familiar with it, meaning Golden Dawn, Rosicrucianism, Freemasonry, all of that stuff, that comes pretty much from Dee's work. And the more I researched him in as part of my own practice, the more I realized, although everyone kind of knew who he was a totally, they didn't understand the full scope of why he was so important. And he remained kind of an unsung figure which is why I wrote John Dee and the Empire of Angels, which is kind of my massive biography of his work, which is about John Dee, but it's also about magic. And it's about the moment in our history in which magic both re-entered the world and was also hidden and kept secret for the elite. Because those techniques were all practiced, for instance, by the British upper class for hundreds of years after Dee. But it was a secret tradition. They wanted to keep it hidden from the public. And it was only in the early 20th century with the Golden Dawn and people like Crowley and Israel Regardi that some of that stuff began to be published, circulated, and let out into the public. So,
how could a guy who was around 400 plus years ago have such a handle and control over these things that are going on now?
Well, time is a funny thing. I mean, it seems like a long time to us, but it's a blink of an eye for an angel, perhaps. You know, like in Hinduism, they talk about the pralaya, or they talk about, you know, in Hinduism, they talk about maha kalpas and periods of time that are 84,000 years, which is just like a blink of a sleeping god. You know, it's just like it's a second for them. So I think if you zoom out, you can see, I mean, we're still, I mean, just to make it more down to earth, you know, Dee is responsible for the British Empire. The British Empire is responsible for the American Empire. You and I are living in America. Probably most of the people listening to this live in America. You know, Canada was originally supposed to be given to John Dee. John Dee is responsible for bringing geometry to the world. He introduced Euclid's geometry. He's responsible for laying the foundation for modern science, which has created basically everything around us. So, you know, it's crazy to me. People think that magic isn't real. But when you zoom out far enough and you look at what's, and you don't have to read conspiracy literature or occult literature. If you look at the actual history of what has happened in the world and not the history they teach you in high school, but even just get on Wikipedia and look at, you know, what has shaped some of the most important parts of world history, it's all there plain to see. You know, we live in, as Robert Anton Wilson put it, a reality that is basically the line at which rival shamans have fought to a standstill.
Is there a distinct difference, Jason, between magic and the occult?
No, I use them interchangeably. I mean,
they're almost the same thing, aren't they?
They're basically the same thing. The occult has a slightly sinister connotation, a little bit more sinister than magic. When I hear magic, I just think very colorful and creative expression. But I use them in one sentence, magic and the occult, because it's just clear to people what it is. If I say magic, then I kind of have to explain, well, it's not stage magic, it's with a K, this is what it is. But when I say magic and the occult, I feel people immediately get what I'm talking about.
I agree with you there. And yet some people will have scary thoughts about both, won't they?
Absolutely. And that's certainly understandable, because magic is a path leads you not to, I think, as people might think, some type of seduction to the dark side or something like that. What it does is it leads you into confrontation with yourself. It shows you who you are. It shows you maybe parts of yourself that you don't want to see. When you practice magic, you see both your own highest potential and who you could be that you're not currently. But you also see your lowest potential. You see all the parts of yourself that are not as good as they could be, or your shadow aspect, right, as you would put it. And that process of self-confrontation, however it's done, through magic or psychotherapy, which is actually very similar in many ways, is, you know, it goes without saying, something that makes people very uncomfortable. And perhaps makes people more uncomfortable as they get older, I think, I would say, just because we have more baggage as we go on. So I think that's really underneath. When people get a real sense of magic, if it's not a Hollywood thing, I think they get a little whiff of that, of the amount of work it is, and that it will lead them into contact with things that are scarier than the Dark Lord or the monster under the bed. It will lead you into meeting all the parts of yourself that you're ignoring. And that can be quite frightening for people, but certainly not dangerous or, you know, spiritually perilous or anything like that. If anything, magic is another path to God. It absolutely is. It's tied right in with the history of Christianity. Most of what we think of as Western magic is an outgrowth of one or another form of Christianity. There's magic in the Protestant church. There's magic in the Catholic church. There's magic in the Orthodox church, in Judaism, in Sufism, Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, every single world spiritual tradition, which is usually what we look to when we think of, you know, guidance for what is good, what is right, what is godly. Magic is in all of these things, and magic as a practice draws from all of them. So if that's not good, I don't know what is.
Do people use magic on a regular basis and not even know it?
Absolutely. So, you know, magic, to be, I guess, precise about it, any intentional act, any willed act is a magical act. You know, it's like I decide that I want to be known for talking magic. Well, you know, I better start emailing out emails. Or it's like if I decide to manifest a book, well, I better start writing a book. There's a ritual I need to do. I need to write every day. I need to email publishers. I need to make connections in the publishing industry. I need to do a little bit every day to get closer to my goal. That's magic. Every decision that we make is magic. And I think that magicians use the phrase will a lot, capital W will, doing your will, willing something into reality, doing your true will. And the more that I've thought about it and lived with that, my definition of will is just a decision, to make a decision to do something. And I think that that is magic at its fundamental form. So we're all doing magic all the time, but for most people it's unconscious. And what magic as a specific spiritual path does is use all these techniques like meditation, yoga, and ritual, and quite dramatic ritual, you know, big, colorful, over-the-top arcane ritual sometimes. I mean, we all like to have fun. It trains that faculty. It trains you to focus your mind on what you want. And more than that, it forces you to ask the question, what do I truly want with my limited time here on Earth? So when magic is done right, and certainly how I teach it at magic.me, magic will show you your true will, who you're truly meant to be, and then will give you the discipline and the quote unquote power to become that person. And as anybody who has practiced this for an extended period of time knows, when you do that, it's like, as Crowley one time put it, the universe basically has your back. I'm paraphrasing.
It's magical, right? It's magical.
1,000%. The universe becomes magical. The universe loves people who want to participate. It loves people who want to participate in the universal drama and live up to the challenge and the question posed simply by being alive. You know, by being alive, the universe has asked us, okay, step up, what would you like? And when people consciously raise their hand, step up to that process, that's when true magic happens.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.